Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And all you Odd Couple fans out there, if you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. All you do is type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, download the show, and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. It is the Odd Couple, hour number 3 on a Thursday. You all know what that means. Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, NBA in-season tournament edition. And I want the curtains drawn between Rob's studio room and Alex's because the cheating is out of control.
No, it's not. Chris, there's no cheating. We're playing by the rules. It's fair. All right.
No, you're not. The rules are, it's not charades. It's you give a verbal clue and that's it.
Charades. Right. I forgot about. All right.
Goodbye, Rob. I'll miss you.
Oh, I know. What are you doing? You're putting down a curtain. I can't see.
Yeah, I'll miss you, Rob. Curtain.
What is this?
You got an announcement, Rob?
Yes, we got the Bertha Butt Boogie. I want you to hear, Chris. I know you know this song. We got it. Alex, you got it?
Oh, yeah.
When Bertha got off her stump.
Who is that? Jimmy Castro?
Yeah, Jimmy Castro Bunch. Here we go, another big. Now folks call it. Right here is the. When Bertha Butt did her boogie, she started the Bertha Butt. This is so 70s. You remember this, Chris. All right.
Vaguely. The beat sounds familiar. I don't remember those words.
Okay.
Rob,
I mean, I don't know if I was born. What year was that?
It was in the 70s, wasn't
Rob
it?
Rob was in high school.
Yeah, all right.
Probably 67 or something.
Yeah,
like
I had
that.
Gray hair. I was losing my hair back then.
Yeah, Rob, what's going on with the cover picture in this one?
What?
What's up with the cover?
I don't know. It looks like the lady's chest is a little exposed for my liking.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, on the
cover. Rob, what's going on in this picture here?
It's a little.
What kind of music you got us playing, Rob?
It's a little risque.
A little?
Wow.
She had three sisters. Betty Butt, Bella Butt, and Bathsheba Butt.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's in the song. Bella.
We were talking about happy Christmas songs.
I'm sorry.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I want DMX back.
Right. I mean, DMX sounded light compared to Bertha's
little
boogie butt or
Bertha,
whatever you're talking
Bertha's
about.
Bertha's butt.
Yeah, I don't know. The beat sounded familiar at first, but I don't remember all those words.
There were people all over Odd Couple America who were bopping with that song. That's all I want you to know.
We'll see. All right, but anyway, Rob, let's get to it. interesting stuff going on in the NFL right now. A lot of talk about the MVP, and it's going to go down to the wire, I think. That certainly seems to be the way it's stacking up. And Micah Parsons, you know, on his podcast, which is entertaining.
I never miss
it. He actually, Rob, took shots at two of the MVP candidates, the leading ones, Brock Purdy and Tua Tagovailoa. Here he is. Here he is.
I am talking crazy right now, and I'm talking very crazy. I truly believe I could be Tyreek Hill's quarterback. Yeah. I could throw it up to Tyreek Hill. I could throw a screen pass to Debo. Like, and this might be the crazy Madden side of me, but these players are just that good. Christian McCaffrey's just that good.
He is talking crazy. At least he admitted he was talking crazy.
But to hear him, like if a fan, and I get it, he's a pro athlete, but to just act like there's no skill or it takes nothing to play in the NFL or to be a quarterback, I just, and I know he said he tried to preface it, but even putting it out there as if those guys do nothing and they have no skill. Chris, you know how many bad quarterbacks we've been watching this year in the NFL who can't do that? Come on, stop it.
Being a quarterback, there is a reason, whether you think they're overpaid or not, whether you think they should always get the MVP or not, it is an incredibly difficult job. Incredibly. Just to see, to be able to throw a typical pass past the line of scrimmage when you have linemen coming at you trying to take off your head and you've got guys running downfield 30 yards, 15 yards, 20 yards. I mean, it is, I think it's the most difficult thing in sports. And I agree with you for Mike. And again, I don't know how much he was joking. You know what I mean? Like you said, did he just throw that out as a preface so he wouldn't sound completely crazy?
Right, so that people wouldn't, right? Like, totally thinks he's a cuckoo for Cuckoo Pops or whatever.
Right, and but he did say it. I truly believe. You know, he didn't say, like, man, shoot, I could throw those passes to Debo. Or, you know what I mean? He said, I truly believe I could do that. And obviously, he's a fantastic athlete. But no, I don't think he could do it. And the question is this, Rob. Why do you think, because he mentioned two specific quarterbacks. And I get that he wants Dak to win the MVP, as he should. That's his teammate. And I actually like that he's riding for his teammate. But you don't need to put other guys down, Rob, to ride for your teammate.
Well that's
but
it.
He didn't put down Mahomes. He didn't put down Josh Allen, Lamar. Why do you think, it feels like Purdy and Tua don't really get the respect that you would expect two top five MVP candidates to get. Do you think that's, I mean, and I get Purdy. Purdy's playing great. I still, as much as I think he's playing well, as much as I think if it's a quarterback right now, it would be him with MVP. I've never called him elite, but he is having right now in this year an MVP season. But I get Rob with him. He's Mr. Irrelevant. He was, you know, he's not big. He's in a system that people think, you know, you can just kind of plug a guy in. Even though I don't agree with it, I kind of get where people might come at him. But Tua was a top draft pick.
Tua. And a hell of a college quarterback.
Yes. I mean, won a national championship.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
At Alabama.
That's what I mean. Don't make like he played at Southern Connecticut. You know what I mean? Like, what is the issue with Tua and what he was able to do in college and put up a 70-piece, whatever you want to say, and if it was against nobody. We still haven't seen that kind of a crooked number in the NFL, Chris, in a long time.
Right.
I'm with you. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't know, Rob G. Do you have an opinion on why? Again, Purdy, I don't agree, but I get it. He was Mr. Irrelevant again. I'll say this, though, Rob G., while you gather your thoughts, if you want to weigh in. Rob, here's the interesting thing. If Trey Lance, who, you know, at one point was going to be the heir apparent, the quarterback in San Francisco, right? And if Trey Lance was doing what Brock Purdy is, I don't think there would be much pushback on Trey Lance. I don't think people would be, you know, wondering, is he really that good? You know, is it just the system or whatever? And I get it if he was out there not putting up numbers and not, you know, being efficient and not having perfect passer ratings like Brock Purdy did, and all of that. And they were just winning. That's one thing. But if Trey Lance was doing what Brock Purdy is doing, leading the league in passer rating, leading the league in completion percentage, in the MVP race, you know, putting up tremendous numbers, then I don't think anybody would be questioning how good Trey Lance is. Same play caller, Kyle Shanahan, same talent around him. They would just be giving him mad love because he was the third pick in the draft. But Rob, I would submit to you that as unheralded as Brock Purdy's college career was, it was better and more impressive than Trey Lance's, because Trey Lance played at the FCS level. All right, he didn't play at the top level of college football. All right, at least Brock Purdy played at Iowa State. At least Brock Purdy played in a Power 5 conference. Now, I get it. Trey Lance was drafted higher, but that means
it's about
Trey Lance wasn't the recruit. He wasn't the high school player that Brock Purdy was.
Yeah, but it's about the draft status, where you were, that they moved up for him, that they traded draft picks to make it happen. So there's a higher expectation, Chris. And if he would have played like Brock Purdy, it would be like, oh, look, the 49ers
don't
front office.
Don't you think he'd be viewed as the second coming?
No,
the
but the 49ers brain trust was smart. They moved up. They got the guy. Yes, there is a way that you come in and people look at it, and it takes a lot to shake it. I told you, Brock Purdy could do everything, Chris. If he throws three picks or two picks, bad picks in the NFC Championship game, people will question whether or not he's going to be the guy who could get them a Super Bowl. That's no matter what he does this year. He could go into the offseason, go into the postseason, Chris, because you know the award's not announced during that time, but right. Go into it where he's going to be the MVP, right? Have a bad game, they lose, and people question whether or not he's good enough, you know what I mean, to get them over the hump. That's what he, until he gets them over the hump. And that's a tall order for a guy to have to live with. It really is.
What do you think of the notion of Micah criticizing Purdy? And Purdy, and
I just think it's,
an
easy way out.
Beating them, and they beat the Cowboys 42-10.
It's just easy. It's just easy because obviously he doesn't have, you know, no one's going to bend over backwards for Brock Purdy. He wasn't the guy highly coming out of college decorated, or people thought, oh, my God, this guy's the next this or that. So it's easy to pick on guys like that, Chris. It just is, because they don't feel like he has any cachet, and no one's going to come down on him for dumping on Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I think.
It just doesn't sound right. And I like Micah, but the dude beat you 42-10 with four touchdowns, no interceptions.
Well, maybe somebody on this podcast could push back on that. Oh, no, that can't.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Do you think Brock Purdy and Tua get the respect they deserve? And if not, why? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature, nature, and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We are live, of course, from the TireRack.com studios. And you can test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on why Brock Purdy and Tua don't get the respect they deserve, or maybe you think they do. Your thoughts now.
All right, let's kick it off with Jim in Palmdale. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jim?
I just want to start off by saying I appreciate your guys' show.
Thank you. Thank
you. I listen to you guys on my ride home from work every day. I don't mind what Micah said. I see where he's coming from with Tyreek being such a dominating receiver that Tua, you know, doesn't have to do a whole lot of work to get the ball to him. And the same with the weapons that Purdy has. As a Cowboys fan, my problem more so with Micah is that he wasn't giving his own teammates enough credit. He's acting like, so what, Dak got to work harder to get CD the ball than those other guys got to do to their guy? We got elite weapons, too. I don't so much, you know, push back against Micah for what he's saying. You know, Purdy and Tua are NFL quarterbacks, hardest job there is in sports. Not just anybody can do it, but I see where he's coming from. But don't take away from your own squad because we got some weapons over there in D, too.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, definitely fair.
I mean, they could take it that way.
Drew in Denver, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Drew?
What up? Hope y'all doing good. I think the reason why they don't get the respect that they deserve is because of the offenses they're in and because of the coaches they have. You know, Mike McDaniels was the run game coordinator for 49ers, and he's putting his run game in right now, and that's opening up the pass game to another level right now. Because before they couldn't run the ball, and now they could. So, and then the Kyle Shanahan, he's always gotten credit. You know, even when Jimmy G was there, I'm not saying Jimmy G was all like beast, but he was good. But Kyle Shanahan was given the credit for Jimmy G's success. So I think the reason why is because the offenses they're in. You know, even Shannon Sharp has said, I've heard him on First Take say that he don't think Brock Purdy is all that because of the offense he's in, and he played in that offense in the 90s. So I also think they want to, a lot of NFL players right now want to give Tyreek his flowers because, you know, he's been tearing it up. So I think if Tua gets the MVP, they're going to be mad because I think NFL players want Tyreek to get the MVP. Because
how did Tyreek get the ball?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I think Tua deserves his credit because he was like that with the Chiefs, but he was just getting bombs with the Chiefs, you know? Wow. So that's how I feel. Thank you.
Okay.
No, that's
a, and Shanahan's a genius until you get to the fourth quarter of a big game and like to win a Super Bowl.
He's had trouble coming from.
I know. What is that, Chris? Like he's supposedly his offensive genius,
or even being ahead late, right?
Right.
I mean, to
yeah. Bit bad, bad. Dre in Michigan and in Massachusetts, I should say. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. I think people are a lot closer to giving Tua his flowers, particularly because of how he's responded to injury. You know, people thought his career might be over last year. Those consistent hits he took and, you know, stacked concussions. You know, we hope that wasn't the case. And then with Tua, you know, he has the Alabama pedigree that's behind him, having won a national championship. So with him, I think the narrative is, when you have the pieces around him and the weapons that he's in the right position, he can be successful. So I think Tua is a lot closer. With Brock Purdy, I don't care what anybody says. He has to shine, step up in a big spot where people are going to ultimately give him his flowers.
I agree, Dre. I agree. And if he falters in any of those situations, people will say, see, I told you, or he's not that guy. I mean, that's what he has to overcome. I do not disagree with that. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, so I think the reason is the eye test. Like when people watch Purdy play and they watch Tua play, they don't feel like they're watching like a special quarterback because they're not like super talented. And the example I'll use is like a lot of people think Mahomes and Rodgers are better quarterbacks than Tom Brady, even though they're not. Because
no, but they're talking about when they talk fair. About that yeah. with the Tom Brady. I do believe Tom Brady's the most accomplished, but there's other stuff that people talk about.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
That's why people disrespect Purdy and Tua because they don't think they're that special, talented, gifted wise.
I agree with that. I agree with
that's
that.
Fair.
You hear players, Chris, all the time talk about that or that Purdy's not that athletic. You know, right. Like you hear that all the time. He's not that
He doesn't
athletic.
Have the size, the strongest arm, all that.
Right. All right. There we go. We got that. And we should say this too, Chris. We just were remiss earlier in the show. Happy Hanukkah. Today is Hanukkah, the first night of Hanukkah. And happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish listeners. Celebrating the holiday and Christmas
yes,
and Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, it's usually closer, Chris. This is far apart, right? The 7th and the 25th. It's a big gap.
All right, Teicher's Tower of Trivia is around the corner, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Teicher's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Teicher's Tower of Trivia. The same person you gotta like sports to work in sports media. Star of this segment, none other than our resident DJ, the king of the Anime Senpai podcast. Looking swole this winter season, my man,
he
Alex
had on
Teicher.
That washed MLB bro t-shirt.
Because you need to know.
That's right. Chris, I think he washed it in hot water so it would shrink up a little bit.
Actually, no, Rob. I washed it in cold water
water.
So it stays big, and I'm filling it out extra thick
you
right
are,
now.
You are. It's thick.
I'm
He's
telling
a type to wear medium. Ain't no doubt about that.
No, I'm wearing larges now, see? This is a whole different world right now.
No, he's talking about the bottoms or smedium.
Oh, no, I don't wear any bottoms. Are you kidding me? We're just full-fledged.
Alex is the only guy who doesn't refer to the days of the week as days. It's, oh, yeah, this is chest. This is back.
Yes.
This is legs.
Push day, pull day, rest day.
So, in any event, this week's Teicher's Tower of Trivia was supposed to be the play-in edition.
Oh.
But I got halfway through it. I'm like, you know what? Screw it. All Pacers.
Good. I'm glad.
They deserve some respect after what they did tonight.
Look at Rob G.
You're Pacers, Bobby.
You didn't respect them when you called Tyrese Halliburton a future Laker Tyrese Halliburton.
That is very respectful. That is most exclusive club you can get in
steal,
sports.
Trying to pilfer their best players.
Can the
Indianapolis have anything?
No.
Can they have something?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, you cannot.
Well, just like the Lakers.
Y'all know I lived in Indianapolis.
Yeah, Chris,
gosh,
you lived everywhere.
Here we go
yes,
again.
We know.
4.5 years.
And did you ever go to St. Elmo's and have the shrimp cocktail?
It wasn't there when I was there. I went there, you know, since I was a reporter. I went there.
You know, earlier today, Chris tried to tell me how thug he was because he lived in South Central for like three days a week.
South Central out here.
I did not say I was thug. I just said I did live in South Central.
He said he was dodging bullets every other day on his way to the studio.
Chucking phone books at everybody.
You know what? It would be crazy, too, because I would see Chris sometimes in his car, and once he pulls into the parking lot, he would take his bandana off. You know what I mean?
I would take long walks in the South Central and go to the park and... I mean, seriously, sit around.
He's like, this is nothing compared to the cornfield in Iowa.
It's palm trees for all y'all East Coast, Midwest, South cats. It's palm trees, stucco homes, and tree lawns in South Central. And you know I'm telling the truth, Rob, because you were close to South Central.
And Chris would love to go to the park and see
all. The sky is blue. It's wonderful.
Chris would go to the park.
Y'all need to stop bugging out there in South Central. I don't know what y'all mad about.
And see all the couples holding hands up.
That was a good one, Rob.
Oh, my goodness. All right, on that note, we're super late. Pacers edition, Tyshirt Tower trip. Flip the coin during Steve's award-winning update. Chris Broussard gets question number one. This one should be easy because we had a similar question earlier in the week in the preamble version of
preamble.
Double up tie shirt.
All right, here we go. Chris.
So I'm first?
Yes, you are.
How did he get about time?
About time.
The Pacers.
It's bad enough that Rob got the home court advantage.
The Pacers have been in the finals just once in their franchise history, NBA finals, that is.
Wow.
And at that time, they were coached by a Celtics legend named Larry Blank.
Alex, you ready?
Alex, that sounds nothing like me.
Rob,
Alex.
I thought it was Chris's turn.
Sounds nothing like me.
Oh, that was you, Chris. My bad. That's
right,
pretty good, Chris.
Here we go, Alex. Falcon?
Oh, I don't want to say what first came to my mind, but I'm going to go bird.
Yeah.
That is correct.
No, you should have gone with the first
one. I'm going to say hawk.
Because that's such a terrible clue.
It was not good.
Hey, what is a falcon?
Type of
a bird.
It's an aviary creature.
It's a bird.
I was going to say big.
Bird.
Oh. There you go.
All right. Level number two.
Morning.
Oh, geez. I want to make it to the new year. All right, Rob. As a member of the Pacers, Paul George, you recall, demanded a trade to the Lakers. Everybody wants to be Lakers. However, the Pacers ended up trading him to the middle of nowhere, OKC blank.
Alex, you ready?
Rob, you're going back to back? Well, yes, I'm ready.
Lightning?
Wait, do the pose again?
Lightning?
He looks like Usain Bolt out here.
There you go. And thunder!
That's right.
It's just ridiculous.
Look at Rob.
What?
I love it.
Some of the best clues, Rob. Some of the best clues.
You need muscles to flex.
That is true.
Rob told me he got a padded shirt for his party.
You already know, Rob.
Padded shirt.
Yeah. All right. Level number three.
I'm taking pictures that night. You know?
Chris, Tyrese Haliburton, star of the team right now. He was awesome earlier tonight. But did you know the Pacers offense really took off this season when they inserted sharpshooter Blank Heald in the backcourt alongside him?
All right. Here we go, Alex. Here we go.
Rob, how many times are you going? Jeez.
All right. I hope you know this one.
I mean, I'll try.
Holly?
Terrible clue.
Holmes?
That is incorrect. Holmes Heald would be a great name, by the way.
Yeah.
Don't be commenting on my clues.
Terrible.
Because that's an extra clue you get when you do that.
Alex, remember the 1965 VHS classic? Blockbuster deal.
Think football. Flying in.
All right. Remember the second day Christmas gift I got you?
That's right.
And it wasn't food.
It was not food. It was something that you could wear.
That's a thoughtful gift.
Chris, you can give me as much food
Y'all
as you want to.
Enjoy that gift.
I will go to as many dinners with you as you want.
That's ridiculous. All right, here we go. Alex, you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Rob's not ready.
I don't think Rob's ready.
I am ready.
Four. Rob, can I give you a clue?
No. Here we go. Be quiet, Chris, stop. You took a long time.
Let me do this.
All right, here we go.
Come on, man.
All right, here we go, Alex.
Ben Maller up next.
All right, here we go. Ready?
I mean, I've been.
You're about a second away from a pass.
Champagne?
Oh, my gosh. Talk about
champagne?
Terrible.
Champagne?
Now, remember what the read the question again.
Give me the question.
That clue is out.
You were looking for the first name of the guy whose last name is Healed.
Champagne? Healed? Like H-E-L-D?
H-I-E-L-D.
I don't even get that.
Like Field.
Clue. I know the answer.
Yeah, like Field with an H.
And you said Champagne?
Like Jose with an H.
Hey, y'all, enough clues, y'all.
I know it's a hard one.
You got Rob G chiming in.
Is it Hurt?
That is incorrect.
Hurt Heal? I thought of Drake's line.
Let me settle this once.
We don't drink to avoid the hurt.
All right, Alex, you ready?
We call that champagne. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Pal? My pal.
Oh,
buddy.
Be careful.
He said
the words.
He said my pal. He said my pal.
What?
Rob G.
What?
I didn't hear my.
He said my pal.
I didn't hear my.
No. Rob G.
Did he say my?
No, we got to let that go. That was my fault. I should have said something when it happened and I didn't.
Rob G.
He said. Rob's a horrible commissioner.
That's
terrible. He got no control.
And look at this. He knows that he cheated and he's going to call you out for it.
Rob Level G number four.
He said my buddy.
I thought he was using it in a sentence.
He said my pal, and then you said buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
And I was saying champagne. Bubbly.
Where does champagne come from? Bubbly wouldn't have been right.
Why would I say bubbly?
Bubbly wouldn't have been right.
Yeah, that still would have been wrong. Level number four.
Oh, God.
Back to Rob Parker. Ron Artest,
fun game.
The only player in Pacers history to win NBA Defensive Player of the Year. Only problem is he's now changed his name. He goes by Meta World Blank.
All right, Alex, you ready?
Yes, Rob.
Somebody at TNT is about to get fired, by the way.
Why?
Because the Pacers are up 17-15, and they put a graphic that says, or the Pelicans up 17-15. It says New Orleans on a 20-5 run.
Wow, that's good. Right.
How is that possible?
What the?
They only have 17 points.
Just don't think about it, Bobby.
That's bad.
Right.
That intern is going to get fired.
Well, Rob, when you ask me if I'm ready, I'm doing better than Zion because he's already sitting out, so I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
You think Zion gets post-meal snacks? Yeah, you think he gets snacks?
All right.
Know, like halfway?
He gets like orange slices.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Read the question one more time.
Please.
He has no clue.
I do. Ron Artest is now known as
Meta World Blank. Ron Artest. Okay.
Alex.
Two.
All right.
Okay. No, I'm saying.
I'm leaving.
Oh, okay.
Leaving.
Peace?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Oh, Rob, you're clever. Look at you.
See, Rob, I could have said that you used two words too, but it's okay.
We'll let that go.
I am Adam Silver of commissioners.
You are.
I'm a player-friendly commissioner.
Adam Silver is right.
Why is the checks clear?
Adam Silver seemed like David Stern. The hardest
Alex, you're a genius.
That was good.
Okay. He wouldn't have got that off leaving.
There was a little hand gesture.
Rob probably was walking.
He was
out
like,
of the door
deuces.
Waving.
All right, last one. Here we go. Rob Parker up 20-18. Whoever gets
How's
the one,
he up?
I'm up
because he's been perfect in his opportunities.
Look at Rob.
You guys were struggling with Buddy Hield.
Struggling.
All right, here we go, Chris. Jermaine O'Neal, the only player in Pacers history to even
make
second team All NBA.
Wow.
O'Neal was traded Indy by the Portland Blank Blazers.
Alex, you ready?
Rob, you again? I thought it's Chris.
Here we go.
Okay, please help me. Please help me.
Path.
All right, one time, Chris.
I think I know this one. Rob G, give me it again. The last part. What was it?
Jermaine O'Neal before the Pacers played for the Portland Blank Blazers.
Path.
For the win.
Blazers, path.
Alex,
oh, I remember
Tyler.
Trail, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, boy.
We got a new champion.
Bring in the bongos.
We don't have
Let's
time for
boogie.
That. We're way late. We don't have time
Let's
for that,
birthers.
Alex.
Let's do the birthers boogie butt, whatever it's called.
Birthers.
Don't strain anything, Chris.
Ah. Yeah, boy. We jamming. Keep it locked. Ah, couple. Fox Sports Radio with the new champion, Chris Broussard. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining a motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob, congratulations. You said the 30 points was way too low for the under. And you were right. And you were right by halftime, 21-10, the Patriots over the Steelers. And the story is Bailey Zappe, longtime backup, of course, or at least this year and last year, to Mac Jones, goes 14 for 21, 196 yards, and 3 passing touchdowns in the first half, Rob. And, I mean, Mac Jones hadn't thrown 3 touchdowns in a game since week 1.
Wow.
So, this is making him, look, I think he's broken. And I think a lot of it has to do with the way he's been handled in New England. I don't think they've done a good job. He's had 3 offensive coordinators. One of them was a defensive coordinator, Matt
Patricia. I'll agree with that, but some of it is him too.
Oh, yeah, of course. But this is making him really look bad when Bailey Zappe comes in to a team that just couldn't score.
And Steve DeSager gave us the numbers over the last 3 games, Chris. It was like 13 points.
Rob,
13 points.
How about this? Mac Jones' last 4 starts. Because remember, Bailey Zappe played last week. Mac Jones' last 4 starts. 17 points, 17 points, 6 points, 7 points. So in his last 4 complete games, he didn't put up as many points as Bailey Zappe has in a half. And the Pittsburgh Steelers have a good defense.
Yeah.
So this is really making him lose. I thought his career in New England was over anyway. This puts the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, because you say, well, we're scoring tonight, right? Yep. We still got the same people in place, game plan, all this other stuff, same pieces, parts. And we're able to move the football and make things happen. And maybe I think you're right. How do you go back to Mac Jones? I don't think you can.
Well, he's certainly not playing this season. I think his career in New England will be over. And I do think there are some teams out there that will think that, you know, they'll give him another chance. I don't know if he steps in immediately as a starter anywhere, but I do think he'll get another chance somewhere. He did play well his rookie year, was a Pro Bowler. I mean, we know the Pro Bowl isn't what it used to be. Guys get hurt. Guys don't play. So
what do you make of the Steelers, Chris? I know we're talking about what's happened.
Well, right now they're in the playoffs. I mean, right. You know, believe it or not, but they great defense. Even though the defense has given up a lot of points tonight, but they've been a good defense this year. But the offense is, I mean, terrible. You're talking about the.
You remember Canada Patriots. Got fired, right? Their offensive coordinator, which you don't see happen.
Yep.
In Pittsburgh, they don't fire coordinators, but they did, Chris, because it was that bad. But I don't know. Yeah. That team, Pittsburgh, is a hard watch, too. They just
it's a very
am
hard
I right?
Watch.
It's just a hard watch. It's not
a very hard
it's not a fun watch. Football team to watch.
Because they have no offense. They have no – their offense is atrocious. All right? And they need a quarterback. They got to go out. I don't think Kenny Pickett's the answer. We know Mitch Trubisky isn't the answer. So they need to go out and get a quarterback. 1 minute. I don't know. Justin Fields, is he available? Will Kyler Murray become available? But they need something. And they need somebody who can put some points on the board, Rob. Because the defense is fine. But they just can't score enough points. I mean, even if they were to somehow squeak into the playoffs, you're not. You know, you're not doing anything once you get there. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. But good for Bailey Zappi, Rob, and bad for Mac Jones.
You know, instead, it wasn't Bailey Crappy. It was Bailey Zappi tonight. So, good for him.
Speaking of crappy.
Everything's not funny.
What?
Anyway, it's the I couple.
Bailey Crappy, that was
we
good.
We out. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio. Peace.
Take your day job, Rob.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.